This next meditation comes right into the heart center. The fourth chakra of yoga is known as the Anahat Chakra. So on your inhalation, draw the breath right into that heart. Let's fill that space, nourish it. And exhale out. And that's what we're going to do to start the practice. We're just going to breathe right into that heart center. Not the physical heart, the psychic heart, psycho-spiritual heart. Replenishing, filling, cultivating a sense of ease there, a sense of compassion and healing and beauty and love, all those refined qualities. This feels as if each and every respiration is adding to your account, is fortifying. Is nourishing you at that heart center. The yogis say that for the meditator, the light of all the celestial bodies reflects and refracts and off that heart chakra. So you're drawing the sustenance, the light, the joy from the entire cosmos into your heart. And then either with your thumb or with your mind, you're going to touch that Trikuti point. You touch it physically, you touch it psychically. And touch that midpoint between the eyebrows. And just let the mind sit at that spot in the periphery of mind. Yeah, if you're touching there physically, you can bring the hand back away. If you're still touching, it's okay. You just want to get that marker point. And slowly retreat into the center point of mind. Take that intuitional journey to the very center of your mind. And just as the fourth chakra of yoga is the Anahat chakra, the sixth chakra of yoga is the Agyan chakra. And that's where your thoughts emanate, where your psychic body takes birth and vibration from the mind starts from that spot. Try and make that point perfectly silent. As if it's a vacuum of noise, it's all the noise has been completely eliminated. And then decide what sound, what thought you're going to put there. Every thought has vibration, has sound, it may be a word. What ideal is the highest for you? In the very seed vessel of the mind, let that idea take birth. Maybe it comes in naturally, maybe you need to impose it, but let that be your first initial idea, that sprout of the mind. the culminating phase of this meditation is just letting that thought, that idea resound within. Let it emanate to each and every layer of the mind, body. Come completely one with that ideal. And just breathe on, march on your meditation to that height of human glory. Good, namaskar.